Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth will join us top of the next hour from Citizen Outreach. He calls what's going on in our state mini martial law. Why? Well, he'll tell us in just about 55 minutes from now. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Shiloh Valentine. She is a doctor. She's an advisory board member for Women for Trump. How serious is this? Is the president just pipe dreaming when he says that he would like to reopen the country maybe as early as Easter Sunday? Would that be wild? That would be absolutely amazing if that indeed were the case. But we'll find out. We will find out in due time. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll check in with Shiloh Valentine. She's a doctor. She's an advisory board member of the Women for Trump. Also later on, a member of the Nevada GOP communications outlet. And we'll talk about, you know, the campaign continues. We're still going to have a presidential election in November. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, the primaries, don't know how the primaries are going to work. But we'll talk about that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll check in with Shiloh Valentine coming up in a couple of minutes as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. Made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Get all the details or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. We are always looking for medical expertise on this program. We've got a lot of medical people on the task force. We will probably have medical people on the statewide task force headed up by Jim Murin. But I wanted to check in with Shyla Valentine. She is a medical doctor. She is an outpatient cardiologist, and she hails from Dallas, Texas, and she joins us. Dr. Valentine, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this? Have you ever seen anything like this?
This is unprecedented times for all of us. I mean, who would have ever thought that we would be facing such a health issue, such an economic upturn, as far as just turning upside down everything that we knew to be normal as recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago? It's unprecedented from all perspectives. I am a mother of a three-year-old. I'm a pharmacist. I'm a physician. And so it's just unbelievable what we're seeing.
How has this impacted your practice as an outpatient cardiologist? Are there any procedures being done on people, elective or otherwise?
As in Texas, as I'm sure it is throughout the country, elective procedures are discouraged. With respect to my practice, I've done most of my office visits today either through telemedicine or virtual medicine. And so it really is changing how we care for people. But the good news is I am able to visit with people, find out what their current needs are, what their questions are, refill their medicine. So we're still business as usual, just a different way.
Tell me what patients are telling you. And again, Dr. Valentine is a doctor. She's also on the advisory board for a member for Women for Trump. Tell me what patients are telling you. Are they afraid? Do you get that sense from them?
I think there's a healthy balance especially with all the information that we're getting on a regular basis, I think there's a balance of reality. Hopefully, fears are diminishing. Hope is encouraging as far as what we hope will be the other side of this. So I think it's an emotional balance. I don't want to be overly optimistic, but I do think we will see this in the rearview mirror more than in the windshield.
Dr. Shana Valentine joining us. Do you worry about infection yourself when you are meeting with patients, although you say you're doing a lot of telemedicine right now, but those that you do end up seeing face-to-face, do you worry about your own infection and giving that to your family?
We implement the same procedures here that anyone else does. We do appropriate screening. We are appropriate with our hand washing. And so I don't have any fear when I am encountering patients with respect to that. I think we should all just be wise with respect to the current guidelines.
What do you think? You're a member of the Trump 2020 reelection Women for Trump. And I got to ask you, a lot of people are asking about this thing the president floated the other day, and that is the idea of maybe reopening the country, maybe as early as Easter Sunday. What do you think?
We all want our windows and doors of our lives to be open again. That there's no question. I do think, though, it needs to be implemented probably in more of a slow fashion with respect to certain regions of the country. As we know, the majority of the new cases are in New York City, but people in Nevada, for instance, have a lower rate of disease. And so I'm hoping that with wise counsel from the health professionals, we can start to resume life as normal.
Let me ask you an idea that I've floated. I don't know why anybody else isn't talking about it. If you've got 50% of the cases in our country coming out of New York, why don't you lock down New York? Because otherwise these people are fleeing to Florida and they're fleeing to other states nearby, Connecticut and places like that, that don't have as high a rate. Why don't we just lock down the state of New York or New York City?
Well, most of New York City is in a shelter type situation. I have a family member in New York and I'm in constant contact with them. And so I do know that New York is being very aggressive with respect to the lockdown policy. To your greater question, they are really encouraging people, if you do leave New York, to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Because that's a big concern. People leave and they go to other places and then all of a sudden they can shed virus when they don't have symptoms. So that is a critical part of the picture.
Do you worry, though, because I'm thinking somebody jumps in the car and drives to North Carolina. Nobody knows that they're from New York other than maybe their license plate. And nobody knows if they've tested positive, not tested positive. We're all on the honor system, and I'm not sure that I trust the honor system on something as serious as this.
It is serious. Absolutely, I worry about that. And I hope that people will heed the recommendation that if they do leave a hot spot, especially New York City, that they self-quarantine. That cannot be emphasized enough.
Explain what self-quarantining amounts to in practical terms.
That just means staying home for 14 days, getting out only if necessary. For medical needs or other critical needs, but it really needs to be strictly observed.
Believe it or not, we've got a presidential election coming. I've got to ask you, the role of the President of the United States, Comforter-in-Chief at times, can you talk a little bit about the job that you think the President has done, not just in quelling this virus, but in keeping us informed? I mean, I've never seen a president do this many news conferences every day.
I celebrate and applaud what we see in our president right now, but quite frankly, these are the attributes we have seen from the beginning. He provides critical solutions. The policies that he has put in place, such as border control and the boosting of the economy, has actually made us in a better position to handle this. So our president has provided relief, information, and in my opinion, has really diminished the spread of this virus. So I am excited about what I'm seeing.
I'm curious because the president has crowed many times at some of these CAG rallies about the advances that women have seen just in the last 3+ years. Can you talk a little bit about the president and, you know, as opposed to what the Democrats always want to talk about, the war on women and all of that? This president has been good for women. Am I right?
This president has been great for women. I have been to multiple events, and I can tell you from what I hear from my colleagues, from my friends, from women in social media, they see what this president has done for women. Record unemployment, record number of women off poverty. I celebrate what has been a true accomplishment for women. And what we're seeing is that women are actually voting with their pocketbook. Large number of women are supporting this president with donations. And so I will look forward to what the president will continue to do for women.
I want to ask you on a medical front, chloroquine, we've been talking about, in fact, New York just yesterday began a massive trial. What do you know about chloroquine?
Well, I'm going to put on my pharmacist hat here. Chloroquine has been around for a long time. It's been used for malaria and some other rheumatologic diseases. Many times in history, we have used medications for off-label uses. And what we're seeing anecdotally is that people that have the disease that take chloroquine, those people in some instances are getting better. Now, with all of medicine, we like data and we like clinical trials. They're randomized, and those will be forthcoming. But we are getting some good news about anecdotal use of this medication.
I'm curious, you know, we always talk in legal terms, we always talk about the lawyering that we end up seeing in courtrooms. But I'm curious what you think of the doctoring that we're getting from Dr. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, Dr. Fauci, Deborah Birx, that you see at these task force briefings. What do you think of that as a medical professional?
I look at that with great awe. I mean, there's no telling what amount of information is coming in, the information they have to collate, the information that's provided. And I am just sitting here in amazement watching these people. Every day, it's their expertise is just shining for all of us to see. So I am watching it with just great amazement.
Again, Dr. Valentine, you're located in Dallas. You are an outpatient cardiologist. And I'm just curious, the DFW area, have you been hit hard by the virus? Is it under control in the DFW area?
Well, in Texas, we have 800 cases. Dallas has a larger percentage than, say, areas in other remote parts like West Texas. But we have about 800 cases and brought at 9 deaths, whereas I think Nevada has about 200 cases, I believe. So it varies. We're seeing about 64 cases in 64 counties in Texas that have cases with respect to 254 total counties. So it's not a large percentage of counties, but every day, of course, we're seeing more cases.
Does the idea of opening, reopening Texas, does that appeal to you as a medical professional? Is that something you'd like to see, that whether it's Easter Sunday or sometime beyond, is it time to reopen up Texas?
I think we need to wait for the data to come out with respect to the next few days to weeks. We all want to see that, but it needs to be done safely with respect to our health, but yet we want that economic engine to turn again. So hopefully that will happen sooner than later.
Dr. Valentine, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I know you're very, very busy, and continued success in your practice. Thank you so much, and I know we will hopefully talk again soon.
I hope so. My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Shyla Valentine from Dallas, a doctor and a member of the advisory board, a member of Women for Trump. I wanted you to hear something that to me is important, and that is Dr. Deborah Birx. And talks about this escape from New York. This is cut six, by the way. There is an escape from New York. People want to get out from under all of the coronavirus in New York. The problem is they're taking the infections someplace else. They're not fixing, and I still don't know why we don't just quarantine the state of New York or the city of New York City. But last night, or yesterday actually, a task force coordinator, Deborah Burke, talking about that escape from New York.
We remain deeply concerned about New York City and the New York metro area. About 56% of all the cases in the United States are coming out of that metro area, and 60% of all the new cases are coming out of the metro New York area, and 31% of the people succumbing to this disease. It means, because they still are at the 31% mortality compared to the other regions of the country, that we can have a huge impact if we unite together. This means, as in all places, they have to be following the presidential guidelines that were put out 8 or 9 days ago, and this will be critical. But to everyone who has left New York over the last few days, because of the rate of the number of cases, you may have been exposed before you left New York. And I think, like Governor DeSantis has put out today, everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others, no matter where they have gone, whether it's Florida, North Carolina, or out to far, far reaches of Long Island. We are starting to see new cases across Long Island that suggest people have left the city. So this will be very critical that those individuals do self-quarantine in their homes over these next 14 days to make sure they don't pass the virus to others based on the time that they left New York. So if they've already are 4 days out, then it's just 10 more days. So I thank you if you help get that message out to others.
Dr. Deborah Burks from the task force, and there'll be another briefing coming up a little bit later on today. Stick around, more to do on Live and Local Now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Seema Verma, administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Those are the people that deliver health care to America, but in particular to seniors. We'll talk about what they're doing for seniors right now as we continue Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's Fish Taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the Fish Taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans and Democrats in the U.S. Senate now appear to be on the same page when it comes to approving a massive economic stimulus package to help Americans impacted by the coronavirus outbreak.
The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus, and the Senate's going to make sure they have the ammunition they need to do it.
We're going to take up and pass this package to care for those who are now caring for us and help carry millions of Americans through these dark economic times.
Those were the voices of the two Senate leaders, Republican Mitch McConnell, followed by Democrat Chuck Schumer. Among the well-known people to have contracted the coronavirus, singer Jackson Brown has it, and Prince Charles in Britain, the heir to the British throne, has also tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The championship leader is stepping up in a time of need. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
For five decades, the Motor Racing Network has been the voice of NASCAR. And now, it's time to tell our story.
They are in turn two in front of Mike Joy.
With help from some of the sport's iconic voices.
Oh, crap! And I spin around.
Here comes Richard Petty.
I'm Fred Armstrong. Join me for MRN's newest podcast series. MRN presents 50 Years, the Voice of NASCAR. Available for download on MRN.com. And wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
During the last 2 weeks, drivers have been taking to social media for fan question and answer sessions, virtual autograph sessions, and to promote virtual racing. For NASCAR Cup Series only two-time winner of the season, Joey Logano, he and wife Brittany have been taking to social media to try to help those in need over this trying time.
And we're thinking about how can we help our community and people that need some help right now. And we figured it'd be a good idea to ask everybody what they think. We're thinking of how can we help small businesses along with helping people that need food or need supplies of some sort.
For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above.
I just love this. I just love this when the demo rats get their nose bent out of joint by something as harmless as Dr. Fauci's not at the press briefing, or the president did a Fox News town hall. I mean, CNN's done town halls like twice a week, three times a week, with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's the best they could come up with. But I want you to hear what Brian Stelter said last night. He was on with Brianna Keeler, and they all had their nose out of joint about the Trump town hall on Fox. This was from last night on CNN. Here it is.
He cancels the task force briefing. It's scrapped. So we don't get to hear from Dr. Fauci. We don't get to hear in a larger sense from his other experts, including his response coordinator. And instead, he appears on Fox News.
Yes, for a two-hour virtual town hall that had quite a bit of misinformation and wishful thinking that's not based in reality. I understand the president wants to give a positive message to the country, and he wants people to know this will end someday. But he's talking about returning to normal by Easter. That's on April 12th this year. And public health experts say that would be incredibly dangerous. To suddenly go back to normal would be incredibly dangerous and would be devastating to the economy because so many more people would die. The president is out there on Fox saying this and not getting challenged much, not getting pushback the way he at least gets at press briefings and would get on any other network. I think, Brianna, this is an example of the Fox News presidency at its very worst, because he can go on a channel that lets him say whatever he wants, doesn't challenge him, goes so easy on him, he ends up misinforming the public. And by the way, it's a feedback loop that's been continuing because he's hearing these ideas on Fox about trying to open up the country right away, and then he's repeating them on Fox, and around it goes, Brianna.
Yeah, and he keeps, so he's been blaming Governor Cuomo, who seems to be having, I mean, look, politics aside, he's just having a very informed, like, you know where everything is in New York, and you know where they don't have what they don't have, right? He's making it so clear every day. It's this sort of touch point to understand what's going on there. He's blaming Cuomo, and he also seems to just be minimizing human life. He's been talking about how many people the flu kills, how many people car crashes kill. I don't think personally that's very good messaging.
It's pathetic to be talking about car accidents. If car accidents were doubling and tripling every day, we would take action as a country to fix that.
We'd take the cars off the road.
We would take the cars off the road. And for the hosts on Fox News, the news anchors like Bill Hemmer and Harris Faulkner, to not challenge that kind of BS. Well, that's a failure of journalism. But more importantly, let's hope the Republican leaders and public health experts in the administration are challenging Trump behind the scenes, because that kind of rhetoric is going to lead to more people getting sick. Just to put in perspective, Brianna, we all have these stories now. Many, many Americans know someone who's been affected. I now have two friends on ICUs, three other friends who are sick, who are tested positive and confirmed. And that just happens to be because I'm in Manhattan. Other hotspots like Washington State and California, people have the same stories. Everybody's going to have stories like this, and the president cannot spin his way out of them. Neither can Fox News.
And you, for how much misinformation has come from the president at the White House, those task force meetings or briefings are so important because Dr. Fauci appears to be providing people this touch point of truth, reality, science. But we don't get to see him today, and we saw that interview he had that certainly the president wasn't going to love. Is he being sidelined, do you worry?
It is very worrisome that we're not seeing a public briefing today, and that it seems like Trump went on Fox News instead. I know that Dr. Fauci is incredibly busy and has lots of demands on his time, and he has been doing a good number of television interviews and others, but it is worrisome not to see a daily briefing. Let me just say, though, however, there are also concerns about these briefings turning into Trump rallies. What we need to see are daily briefings led by scientists and medical professionals. If the president wants to come out and speak, obviously that's his prerogative, but these should not be Trump shows. This is too serious to have a Trump show right now.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
That's Brian Stelter with Brianna Keeler from CNN yesterday. And by the way, they did have a briefing just in the afternoon. Somebody who's been a part of those briefings is Seema Verma, the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, and she joins us from our nation's capital. Just to settle that, the fact that Anthony Fauci is not on one of these briefings doesn't mean he's hiding or that the president's mad at him or any of that. Can you explain how that works? Who's on these task force briefings and who's not?
Sure. Well, let me first say that that is completely not true. We're also practicing the advice that we're giving in terms of social distancing. Dr. Fauci is also the head of the National Institutes of Infectious Disease, so he has a day job. He's very focused on the development of the vaccine, and we have meetings every day. We have people calling in. Dr. Fauci is a part of every task force meeting. In terms of the briefing, you're seeing, as the vice president said, we're rotating people in depending on what the announcement. We've always had somebody there that is one of the scientists, one of the doctors, whether it's Dr. Birx. You've seen Dr. Jerome Adams, who's the Surgeon General. You've seen Dr. Hahn, who is the head of the FDA. And I think there's one other doctor I'm leaving off, but I think that the CDC, the FDA, Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, and so every day you are having a scientist or a physician there that is part of the task force decisions. Dr. Fauci is a big part of that, but, you know, he can't be there every day because he also does have other responsibilities.
Seema Verma joining us, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. What that means is you have a lot to do with health care for our seniors. And I know the Trump administration has expanded the Medicare telehealth coverage. We were just talking about, we were just talking about that with a doctor from Dallas who's an outpatient cardiologist. And she says most of her business right now is telemedicine. Can you explain what you've done at Medicare for telemedicine?
Sure. Well, under the president's leadership, we have vastly expanded telehealth services for our nation's seniors. As you know, we're telling everybody, 15 days to slow the spread, that people should stay home, especially our seniors that are particularly vulnerable, the ones with underlying health conditions. And telehealth allows people to get healthcare services in their home. And the other important announcement with Medicare is that under the president's leadership, there are no copays for telehealth services. And it's just important to keeping our seniors safe. The other important piece of this is that it frees up personal protective equipment and that it keeps it only for the most urgent cases.
Can you talk a little bit about flexibility? Because that's one of the keys, I think, and it seems to be what at Medicare and Medicaid and throughout the government, that this ability to be more flexible with some of these regulations relative to telehealth and others. Can you talk a little bit about the flexibility issue?
Sure. Well, since day one, President's been very clear that he wants us to get red tape out of the way. We have an initiative called Patients Over Paperwork, and that initiative has really been on fire since the coronavirus started. One of the things that we're doing is making sure that we're not standing in the way of doctors being able to provide care to their patients at this time. So the president's emergency declaration, which happened a couple weeks ago, that allowed us to provide a lot of flexibility to hospitals that are on the front lines and also providers. I think you're going to see more from us. We are listening to the experience from folks that are on the front lines in Seattle and New York, and they're telling us we need more flexibility. And those developments are just about to happen because we want to make sure that providers aren't inhibited by some of government's rules and regulations, especially at a time like this.
Can you talk a little bit about how this is? I know that the president has put out a number of directives, but one, Medicare previously was only allowed to pay clinicians for telehealth services, such as routine visits and things like that. But they're expanding this now. Can you talk about that expansion?
Sure. And I think that's a great point because Medicare was very limited. It was only really, for the most part, allowed in rural areas. And we had, under the president's leadership, we had actually allowed for some brief 15-minute visits, some check-ins, and those could happen over the phone or through Skype. But with this expansion, it's really across the entire program. So even individuals in nursing homes, which we know are particularly vulnerable, they can receive services through telehealth. And it's not restricted to just rural areas. It's all across the nation, and people can get those services from their own home without copay. So this is a really massive expansion. We had a call yesterday with about 5,000 physicians, and it's just been amazing to see all these clinicians, big practices, small practices, large hospital systems, you know, actively trying to work with their patients, very rapidly deploying a whole program around telehealth and being able to provide those services. Really keeps our senior population and the rest of the population safe.
Seema, has it been a tough sell when you say you get 5,000 physicians there? Is this something that they're open to? Is this something that you have to sell them on? It's a totally new way of doing medicine.
Well, I think every doctor I know always cares about their patients and wants to do what's best for them. And I got to say, you know, our healthcare professionals are really on the front lines of this. They are the heroes in this fight, in this war. And if you know of a provider, you know, give them some words of encouragement because they're doing a fantastic job. And I've been so impressed about how they're stepping up to the plate with telehealth. I think it's an adjustment for everybody, for patients and for doctors. But right now, it's the most important tool that we have to provide health care to individuals that don't have urgent needs.
Again, Seema Verma joining us, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I must ask you, the president floated the idea of trying to reopen at least parts of the nation by as early as perhaps Easter Sunday. Where do you come down on that? And is that something you think is achievable?
Well, the president's been very clear that his focus is on protecting the safety and the well-being of Americans. And from the very beginning, he's been making data-driven decisions. He's been following the recommendations from our world's experts on infectious disease, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. And we're going to continue to examine the information and give him recommendations to make sure that the American people are safe. But we're very encouraged about all the increase in testing because that's giving us better data to understand the spread of the coronavirus in America.
And what about medical equipment? You know, test kits, respirators, ventilators, hospital beds, hospitals. Are we starting to turn the corner on those particular issues?
Well, it's important that our healthcare providers that are on the front lines of this have the equipment that they need to make sure that they can treat patients as effectively and that we keep our healthcare providers safe and our healthcare workers with the equipment that they need. You know, FEMA has set up a complete supply chain workforce and a work group, and they are sending out supplies all across the nation, in particular to New York and Washington. Washington State, we just heard about the comfort that's been deployed to New York. We're also setting up additional hospitals with the Army Corps of Engineers. So those supplies are being distributed to those areas most in need. The other piece is that we are working with the private industry to step up production across the board. You know, we're hearing about stories from Hanes and from 3M that are stepping up the production of masks and also ventilators. We also are doing an inventory of all of the ventilators across America. And one of the things that's come up in terms of a new innovation is that the ventilators that anesthesiologists can be used, that they typically use, can be repurposed to treat people with the coronavirus. So there's been a lot of developments with supplies. I think the thing that I'm most impressed with is how our private sector is really stepping up to the plate to increase production. And FEMA's doing a good job of getting the supplies out to the places that really need it.
Deborah Birx said yesterday at one of the briefings that she was very concerned, and everybody was very concerned about New York City. Do you share that concern? And what do we do about the people who are escaping New York City and taking this virus elsewhere around the country? That cannot be a good thing, can it?
Well, that's why yesterday Dr. Birx gave the recommendation that people that have left New York should quarantine themselves for 2 weeks. That's why that was very important. One of the concerning things that we're seeing in New York is that when we look at testing, it's usually about 10% of the people that are tested are coming back with a positive corona diagnosis. But in New York, that number is actually 28%. So, you know, we're in the middle of the flu season, so a lot of people may have respiratory illnesses, but, you know, in the rest of the country, that's 1 in 10. But in New York, those numbers are much higher, and so we are very concerned, and that's why that recommendation was given yesterday.
Has there been any thought at all to locking down New York City and preventing this virus from spreading to North Carolina, to Florida, maybe to Nevada as people come out this way? Is there any thought of doing that? Because to me, if you want to isolate the virus in New York, let's isolate it, let's kill it, and then let's move on.
Well, I think that's why you heard the strong travel recommendations that if people are moving out, and in New York and for the whole state, they've made recommendations about people staying inside. And those recommendations are so critical. The advice that the president and the vice president are giving around 15 days to slow the spread, that is so critical that every American take part in that. That is our best bet right now, is that we try to mitigate the spread of the virus. And I think the precautions and that local and state communities, especially in New York, are taking are going to be an important part of fighting the epidemic.
Should we at all prohibit travel from New York? We have travel bans from Europe, from China. Should we have travel bans from New York City?
I think we are constantly discussing what options are going to be best suited to the situation. So, you know, those are being evaluated. And I think it's fair to say that all options are on the table to keep Americans safe.
Seema, I know we've had you on the show a number of times. Thank you so much. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, but hopefully there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you're going to be along with us for the ride. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
That's Seema Verma, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. As we continue, I need to get a break in. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us.
This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. All across the state of Nevada, they can get you the best home, auto, business, and life insurance coverage and save you tons of dough in the process. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. They can write business insurance and commercial vehicle insurance, too. Find out how much money you can save on your home, auto, business, and life insurance. Call Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. That's 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. Find out how much money you can save at Castle Insurance Group. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. And by the way, he has referred to what the governor has done as mini martial law. Now, depending on where you live and your local municipality, we understand that there's a county commission meeting that is scheduled for today. Is it going on right now? It's going on right now in White Pine County. Yeah. And this is going on everywhere. The governor gave another pronouncement last night. It's just getting crazier and crazier. And the trouble is, it seems as if government is ramping up martial law, that we're just incrementally headed in that direction. Less and less freedom. And that may be what a lot of people on the left want. Become dependent upon government. That's what it appears to me to be happening. But I still want somebody to explain to me why we shouldn't just essentially lock down New York. I don't mean lock down New York City in the sense that they're doing now. I'm talking about sealing the borders. We have a travel ban from China, from Europe, from other countries. Why can't we have a travel ban from New York City and keep the virus isolated? We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.